In the second to last pasuk of this week's parsha, Hashem says that in the end of days, Hashem is going to bring to court the Shemaim and Arts, and they're going to testify against the Jewish people. What are they going to testify? So the Medrash says, Rashi brings this down, that Hashem is going to say, hey, look, here you have the sky, here you have the sun, here you have the moon. Did they ever not do what they're supposed to do? Was there ever a day when the sun didn't rise? Was there ever a day when the sun didn't set? Was there ever a day when the stars didn't come out at night? They did what they were supposed to do, and yet they don't receive reward for what they do. So if you have something in this world that does what it's supposed to do without receiving a reward, so you Jewish people, when if you do the right thing, you're going to receive reward, why wouldn't you do the right thing? Doesn't make any sense. They do what they're supposed to do. They don't get reward. You, of course, should do what you're supposed to do because you get reward. And the question is, what in the world is the comparison? The stars and the sun, they have no free choice. They have no bechira chavshis. They don't have a choice of not to wake up in the morning. They have to every single day. So they don't receive reward. But the Jewish people, we have free will. And we have the ability to say, no, I don't want to wake up. I don't want to do this. I don't want to perform this specific mitzvah. So how are you comparing? How can you tell the Jews, hey, you should follow the example of the Shemaim and Aretz when it's not a good example for us because they don't have free will and we do? So the Svastanas explains so powerfully that in essence, we also shouldn't have free will. That in essence, our neshama wants to connect to Hashem in a very intimate way. And we are just like the sun because the sun doesn't have a choice to wake up every day. The sun has to rise. And technically, we also don't have a choice. That our neshama doesn't want to, our neshama always wants to connect to Hashem. Why do we fail sometimes? Why do we not do what we're supposed to do sometimes? Because of our body, because of our guf, because of the Yetzirah. So in essence, what Hashem is saying is that we have to start viewing our lives and viewing who we are as people who naturally want to connect to Hashem. And therefore the goal is to try to remove all the barriers so that just naturally we'll connect to Hashem, just like the sun always does what it's supposed to do. So if we remove all those barriers, try to push through, then we'll also connect to Hashem in a very sincere way. And that's why at the end of the pasuk, Hashem says, Uvacharta v'chayim. We could read it not, and you shall choose life, but if a person lives a life where he views himself like the sun, then naturally you want to connect to Hashem, then Uvacharta v'chayim. It's not a command, you should choose life. No, you just will choose life. Uvacharta v'chayim, you will choose life. Because once you change your perspective on who you are, then naturally, uvacharta v'chayim, you're going to choose life. You're going to choose to fulfill all the mitzvot that Hashem says. And obviously in these days, chayim is such an important word, zachinu l'chayim. So we should hopefully try to grow and try to move a little bit forward in terms of how we view our chayim, how we view our lives, and try to be a little bit more like the sun, a little bit more like the moon, and try to naturally connect ourselves to Hashem.